This is an executive summary of DST fees and load explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you invest in a Delaware statutory trust, DST, some of your capital goes to work in the underlying real estate immediately, and some goes to the costs of structuring, selling, and managing the offering. Those costs, the upfront load and the ongoing fees, are a normal part of how DSTs are packaged, but they vary meaningfully from sponsor to sponsor and they directly affect how much of your money is deployed and what you ultimately net. The upfront load typically includes selling commissions, organization and offering costs, and acquisition fees, and it can amount to a meaningful percentage of your invested capital. Ongoing asset management fees apply each year the DST operates. None of this is hidden in a well-run offering, it is disclosed in the private placement memorandum, but it does require a clear-eyed look. This guide explains the upfront load components, the ongoing asset management fees, how fees affect your returns, how to compare fees across sponsors, and the questions to ask before investing. Note that Baker 1031 Investments does not provide tax or legal advice, and DST interests are securities offered through the broker-dealer, Aurora Securities Incorporated. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.